we thank you for blessing and all that you've done and all that you've given us. And Lord, we just thank you for this gospel, this truth of your unerring word. And Father, I'd ask that you would minister unto us, that we could be a part of your work in a greater effort, and that, Lord, that we would just be able to be about your work, and that you would bless, lead, and direct. Lord, I just thank you for all that you've done. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, I want to read a couple verses out of the 92nd message, and then we'll go over to the record of Nephites. And verse 7 of the 92nd message, I want to read 7th and 8. It says, "Follow the pattern, let all that come this way be baptized into one spirit. Teach and preach the same things in the way I have given you, and it will be well. The Church of Christ will never again be destroyed, but will move on her mission until Zion is established, and the people redeemed from their sins, and the Lord come. The kingdom and the dominion shall be for the saints of the Most High." So I wanted to read that part, and, you know, just to say that God is good to His Word, and that He tells us to follow the pattern, let all that come this way be baptized into one spirit. And that's what we was talking about earlier in Sunday school. There is but one spirit with God. There is but one way. There's one plan of salvation. And it is just through Him that these things are being done. Because He only has one plan. And He has set His church in order, has given the priesthood authority, the commands that it's to do what it needs to do. And but we have to do it the Lord's way. And He says the church will never again be destroyed, but will move on her mission until Zion is established and the people redeemed from their sins. And the Lord comes. And that's what we're talking about, is preparing a bride to meet the Christ when He returns. Because you can take God at His words. He will do these things if we will just do our part. And that is be humble before Him and follow the pattern that He has established, that He has set in order. I want to go to the third Nephi and just read a little bit there as a demonstration of the truthfulness of the Word of God. How what God says will happen will happen. You know, if He says it's going to rain Thursday at 3 o'clock, you better take your umbrella whenever you leave Thursday, because you're going to need it, because at 3 o'clock it's going to rain. You can take God at His word. And whenever He says that it's not going to rain, and the birds are going to sing, and the work's going to move forward, and people are going to be redeemed, then you can leave your umbrella at home. You can take Him at His word. And I want to, just as an example, I want to look in 3 Nephi. And about the 28th chapter, he's talking, this is after Christ had arose from the dead and was ministering to the people here on this continent. And, you know, he's telling them of some of the events that has happened, some of the things that they needed to do, and some of the events that was going to happen. Here he called out the 12 disciples in this 28th chapter and was giving them, blessing them, and they was three that desired not to taste death, you know, to be as John the Beloved. And but they was a little bashful to express that, you know, they thought they'd Christ would be mad. And in the 6th verse he says, And he said unto them, "Behold, I know your thoughts, and ye have desired the thing which John my beloved, which was with me in my ministry before that I was lifted up by the Jews, desired of me. Therefore, more blessed are ye, for ye shall never taste death, but ye shall live to behold all the doings of the Father unto the children of man, even until all things shall be fulfilled according to the will of the Father, when I shall come in my glory with the power of heaven. And so there was three of the disciples of the Nephites that are as John the Beloved, that have never tasted, you know, death. And that just an example of the truthfulness of the Word of God. I've talked to different individuals that believe that they had been have seen, you know, one of these Nephites, and have been blessed and been helped by him. One, I believe, you know, whether it be an angel or whether it be one of the Nephites, was when we lived in Perryville, a friend of ours was at the local, I believe it was the McDonald's restaurant, and there was somebody choking, and this guy just kind of appeared out of nowhere or stepped through the crowd, you know, performed the Heimlich maneuver, you know, got the obstruction unobstructed, and then walked down the hallway to the restroom to wash his hands and clean up. And a friend of ours stood at the end of the hallway and for a considerable long time, and the guy never did come out of the bathroom. And I'm thinking that she asked somebody to go in and check on him, and there was nobody in the bathroom. And, you know, so whether that been an angel or whether that been one of the Nephites, you know, who knows. But nevertheless, he, you know, there was a kid that was choking, and the Lord spared the kid's life, and his testimony of the love that God has for people. Our friend wanted to stand there and thank him, you know, for doing that, but lo and behold, there was nobody in there. There's, you know, and she actually saw him walk down the hallway and into the restroom and stood there and waited outside the door, and there was nobody there. So God is good to his word that, you know, if he said these three would be able to minister unto the people, they would. And I want to jump on down here a little bit, because I'm going to go jump over to verse 18. He said, "But this much I know, according to the record which have been given, they did go forth upon the face of the land and did minister unto all the people, uniting as many to the church as would believe in their preaching, baptizing them, and as many was baptized did receive the Holy Ghost." Again, promises of the truthfulness of the Word of God, because God said, if you do these things, I will fill you with the Holy Ghost. I would be with you. And I know sometimes it's in a more dramatic way than others. Some people go through the waters of baptism and are profoundly, you know, see things and you know, profoundly filled and felt and go on and do great things. Some go after a testimony like go on and they walk away from the church, you know, because everyday living was not as exciting as what their waters of baptism was, and so they seek that same excitement, and Satan leads them away. And others are just filled with that peaceful quietness, that fullness of the Holy Spirit, that contentment of the power of God. And so then these men, as they was cast into prisons by them that did not belong to the church, and the prisons could not hold them, but they was rent in twain. And they was cast down into the earth, but they did smite the earth with the word of God, insomuch that by the power they was delivered out of the depths of the earth, and therefore they could not dig pits significantly to hold them. And then like Daniel, and three times they was cast into the furnace and received no harm. And they was twice cast into the den of wild beasts, and behold, they did play with the beast as a child with a suckling lamb, and received no harm. And it came to pass that thus they did go forth among the people of Nephi, and did preach the gospel of Christ unto all the people upon the face of the land, and they was converted unto the Lord, and was united unto the church of Christ, and thus the people of that generation was blessed according to the word of Jesus. And I guess what I'm wanting to get at is according to the word of Christ, he said that the disciples of the day would go out, and a great number of people would come unto the church, and the multitudes would be great. The church would flourish for 300 years, and then it would dwindle in unbelief. And that is exactly what happened to it. The church, as we can read here, the guys went out, and the people did try to destroy them, but they couldn't. And so more people believed and was joined unto the church, but they couldn't stay the course, which God warned them. He said that they would flourish for 300 years and then they would dwindle in unbelief. And that's why we have the record of Nephites, because when they dwindled into unbelief, that's when the place was taken and hidden. And then, you know, the place was later combined with other plates before they was hidden for the final time. The ones that Joseph Smith brought forth, you know, that was just that the Lord had him translate by his power. And so I want to jump over here to about the 30th verse of the 28th chapter. Verse says, and they are as the angels of God, and if they shall pray unto the Father in the name of Jesus, they can show themselves unto whosoever man it seemeth them good. Therefore, great and marvelous works shall be wrought by them before that great and coming day, when all people must surely stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And this is talking about the three Nephites, the disciples of Christ. And if ye had the scriptures which have given account of all the marvelous works of Christ, ye would, according to the words of Christ, know that these things must surely come. So, again, God is good to his word that he has given, that these three individuals could pass from generation to generation, and in the name of Christ, in doing good of the Lord, they can do the work of Christ. And I want to continue to go over here further into the book. Well, I lost my spot where I was going to. What I wanted to show you is just how the words was fulfilled that Christ said would be. That the church did dwindle in unbelief. And I can't find that verse right now. It is in this latter part of the book of the third book of Nephi. But it talks about coming to pass what the Lord said would happen, was the saints was persecuted out, and it came all the way down to where the three Nephites was taken you know, from the face of the earth, because the people became so wicked and they started doing their ministry other places. And the plates was hid up and bound and hid up to be brought forth for the deliverance into what we know as the record of Nephites, to be brought forth in that manner and to the Jew and to the Gentile. And so I guess an example is on this, as the truthfulness of God's words of what the Lord said he'd do, he will do. And it's the very same today. The Lord said that his church would never again be destroyed, and so we have confidence that his church is not going to be destroyed. Our strength is in the fact that we must remain faithful to it, that we must remain humble to the Lord and do what the Lord would have us to do. And, you know, you say, well, how can you do that in our everyday lives? And that's live your life according to how the Lord would have you to live it, to represent him well, to show love beyond measure, to show compassion to the things, to your neighbors, to the people of the world, but not a false sense of love or false compassion, but truly the love of Christ, that when others hurt, you do hurt, and you want the best for the people, and knowing that the best is the gospel of Christ that can have salvation. And to live our lives in such a way that people would say, wow, I mean, they don't even get upset when this stuff happens. You know, what strength, where do they get their strength? You know, whenever 6 inches of snow or 16 feet of snow falls or 10 inches of rain and your basement's flooded or whatever the cause, your, you know, family, you know, sick or ailing or personal sick or ailing or whatever the cause, the things of the world don't beat them down to the point that they're in despair. And it's that knowledge and that hope in Christ that we need to have and to show that others see, and they see the love of God in the actions that we do. And so, and it's not actions of ourselves, because that's the pride of man, but it's this action that God gives you the love for, you know, to do the work. And that's what we must demonstrate and show, because God is good to his word. He said that his work will be taken in love to all nations, and people will receive it much better than whenever it is tried to give in an arrogance or, you know, by someone that is, you know, looking down their noses at you as they're preaching the gospel to you. That's not well received. And so whenever this gospel is taken out, whenever this message is presented, and the message being that Christ has his church, he has an assured way of salvation. And if we are but obedient to those few commands he's given us, we can have eternal life with Christ. And if we do these things and are faithful unto the end, then we'll have everlasting life and we'll be with Christ. And just as in the third Nephi, if you go back and read within that, you'll find that the 9 disciples, they was going to live the life of man, which was 75 years. And then the 3 was going to not taste death, and they went on and do all kinds of things. All 12 of them did great things during those first 75 years. And then after the 75 years, those 3 went on and did great things. And because God is good to his word. So if he says we're going to have wars and rumors of wars, and we're going to have unrest and turmoil and all kinds of wickedness come forth in man, then we can count that we're going to have that, which is exactly what we have today. The events going on in the world today, in the nations, in the political sphere of each nation, men and women doing things that just absolutely don't make sense, you know. But God said that it would be this way, and we can have faith in that. When he also said that he would stand his people in holy places when his indignation passes over, then we can have faith and confidence in that as well, and that he would stand his people in holy places. When the Lord says that if you will but follow me, I will give you rest, then we can follow him and know that we can have rest. And he said, if you would just obey my commandments, you know, you have salvation, faith, repentance, baptism through the atoning blood of Christ. If we obey those things, we can be saved and we can spend eternity with Christ. And if he said that he would lead and direct, he will lead and direct. So I guess what I want to, you know, close on is just the fact that we can be of good cheer because God's doing a good work and he is good to his word and he is doing everything he said he would do. And he will do all that he promised us if we will just do our part and have faith in him to do it. Be obedient to his gospel to do it. As what Christ told John when he came to the waters of baptism, suffer it to be so, to fulfill all righteousness. And that's how what we go through, we must suffer to be so that Christ's righteousness can be demonstrated, so that his love can be demonstrated. And so let us stay the course and do our part and be faithful unto the word of God. Be faithful unto the plan that he has established. His church has been, the form and pattern has been set. And let us continue to follow what he has given. And so I want to close on that. And just know that we love you guys. And you are in our prayers. And I just thank you for the prayers that you have given us and on our behalf. So let's close with prayer. Lord, thank you for all that you've done, and Father, all that you're going to do. I just praise your name for that. And I just, Lord, thank you in advance for the sending of your messenger and filling of your quorums. And I, Lord, know that we can take you at your word, and that, Lord, we can be assured that these things are going to be accomplished. And I just ask it, you would help us to be up and around to be a part of it. And I just thank you, Lord. Please continue to bless Pete. Lord, bless Bill and Johnny and each, Lord, as each of us has individual needs, Lord, that you know about. I ask that you would minister to each individual this day, Lord, and those in their family that needs a helping hand as well. Bless our brothers and sisters in the foreign fields and keep them straight. Lord, keep them in strength up and just bless them as they go about to fulfilling their commandments, Lord, that you'd given them to take the word to their people. I just thank you, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, God